It is 8:15. Rick Jensen with you in the studio on this Thursday morning. And on the phone, we have Michelle Spettle from the Volunteer Center of Washington County. Good morning, Michelle.
Good morning, Rick. How are you doing?
You know, I'm all right. And I think we talked about this the last time. I'm pretty sure now the next time that you and I talk will be in the studio.
I hope you're right. Yeah, I miss being with you in the studio. It's a very different feeling to be on the phone with you.
Yeah, it just is. But still, we're going to share some good information with people about what's going on with the Volunteer Center. Where would you like to start this morning?
Yeah, so I think we should start with the person we were going to have on as a guest, and that's Noelle from Casa Guadalupe Education Center. They were scheduled to be our guest today, and she wanted me to share with the listeners about their postponed Fiesta Latina fundraiser, which was originally scheduled for this weekend, May 16th. So they have rescheduled that event for September 26th, and you can keep an eye on the Volunteer Center's website for updates about their volunteer needs. And as the summer rolls on, you're going to see those come to our website. And Noelle will be joining us right here on WIBD on September 24th. And she can give you updated information about the event when we visit on September 24th.
All right. That sounds good. And so we've got a couple of other, you know, you mentioned Fiesta Latina has been pushed back. There have been some adjustments with other events, a lot of other events for this summer, including one from the Volunteer Center.
Right. As many might know, this for us is Champions of Change season. And we knew, I talked about this a while back with you, that our staff was in the process of reimagining what Champions of Change was going to look like and how we were going to celebrate. And our staff knew that the event needed to reflect this year and the people doing amazing things right now. So we simply needed to tell those stories. And from that came a new event that reflects Champions, but is different, called 100 Stories of Hope. So we are inviting the community to share the positive stories that would recognize volunteerism, the simple gestures of kindness or selfless actions that have been happening. The nomination process has been dialed way down, allowing for even more participation community-wide. And the stories will be shared on social media and on our website and a few other places as well.
So this will be an interesting new approach.
Yeah, we're really excited about it. I mean, we've heard the stories every day we hear of great things happening. This is kind of a place to bring those stories together and share them. And there's even more exciting news. Your story could help give $5,000 in donations to local nonprofits.
Wow.
Yeah, we're really excited about that. It's due to an amazing group of sponsors like Delta Defense, Aurora Healthcare, Baird, West Bend, and West Bend Mutual, and even some more. That full list is on our website of all of our sponsors. You can also look forward to seeing local restaurants and businesses getting on board as well, because not only do you have the chance to donate about $100 to a local charity for your story, but you will also be gifted a gift card from a local community restaurant or business.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, just a little more fun and another way to support our community.
Sure. And again, where will they find out more?
Yeah, all the information is located on our volunteernow.net website. Right at the top of that page, you're going to find it's not a drop-down menu. It's the link at the top that says 100 Stories of Hope. And it's just a really short type form that you fill out, and it takes just a few minutes.
And when can people start doing that, or is it already up and ready?
Yeah, they can actually start doing it right now. We just announced this week this new Stories of Hope. And, yeah, so do it as soon as you'd like to. And I want to just point out, too, you don't only have to tell stories about other people. If you're doing something that you feel would be inspiring or great information to share, you can tell your story as well.
Ah, all right. Sounds like fun.
Yeah, we're so excited to start sharing those stories out to the community.
All right. And speaking of community, the Community Mosaic is going to be coming back.
It is. The Community Mosaic is one of our favorite projects that we work on. The canvases are in the house and they're ready to be distributed very soon. We love watching the finished mosaic evolve as the canvases come back to us from each artist. Each year, we are blown away by the submissions, and when you see them all together, it's really a cool sight to see 300 canvases all together in that mosaic.
All right, and so people can pick them up soon?
Yes. Maybe I could tell your listeners just a little bit more about what the Community Mosaic is and how it works.
Sure, and what people are putting on those canvases.
Right, right. So we have, like I mentioned, 300 canvases. They're 6 inches by 6 inches, and they're blank, and they're ready to be filled with your imagination. Those 300 canvases will be handed out to artists of all types throughout Washington County and beyond, so you don't have to be a professional artist. This year, we're asking people to think about how we are stronger together and what that looks like visually to you. You can create anything on your canvas. It's what your imagination is that's the only limitation. Well, okay, there's one other limitation, but we've seen things like painting and tile work and three-dimensional art. The only thing we ask is that don't put anything on the outside of your canvas, because all those canvases are hung right next to another one to create the mosaic display.
Right. And if you stuck some stuff on the side of yours, it doesn't fit nicely into the display.
Right. It won't play nice with its friends.
Yes, exactly. Exactly.
But you can go outward from the front of the canvas. That is not a problem.
Sure. All right.
So not only that, when we have recollected all of those canvases that went out to artists, we'll put them together for a public display. That'll be later this summer. And then also those canvases will be for sale. You're going to hear more about the viewing and the sales as time goes on.
All right. That sounds good. So keep listening, keep watching, and keep checking the website.
Yeah, absolutely.
All right. And what's going on at the Hub?
Yeah, so the Hub has its online shop. We sent out a survey not that long ago, and it was asking people lots of questions about how they would like, if they knew we had an online shop or not. And we saw that people didn't, so that's why I'm talking about it today. With the warmer weather coming, we're adding some cold brew to the online shop, which is exciting because I love cold brew. So we're going to have cold brew growlers that can be filled with our cold brew and taken home. Then you would bring back that growler, and we would professionally clean it for you and give you a new growler to take home that's refilled.
Sounds good.
So that's one way. We also have cold brew kits that you can make your cold brew at home.
Oh.
There's also some gift boxes available online. You can get coffee beans for home brewing online. So all of our, there's a light roast, a medium roast, a dark roast. We bring in a seasonal roast. So, and those can all be ground to work with your home brewing system.
All right.
We also have gift cards available.
Sounds good. But then there's also some other news, and it may or may not be, I'll let you talk about the news, and we'll talk about what may adjust from it. Go ahead. Drum roll, please.
The Hub is going to be opening for curbside pickup starting Monday, April 18th. And we are so excited. It has been a lot of work to get to this day, and it's funny that it coincides with news yesterday. But we are opening, and we're so excited. And our hours will be a little bit different than normal, Monday through Saturdays. It will be 7 to 2 p.m. Sundays will be 9 to 2 p.m. And we just want to remind people that everybody's, it's going to be a fluid situation. So this information I'm sharing today could change tomorrow, but curbside pickup will start on Monday.
All right. And if they want to find out more, again, they need to go to a website.
Yes. So, Rick, you are the first person that we're telling. So just know that this is really new information. I will be sharing posts on social media later today. We'll be updating our website later today with more details about what that looks like. You know, ordering online, staying in your car. We're really being conscious to keep our employees, our customers, and our volunteers really safe.
All right. Sounds good. And again, if there are still our community organizations out there who have needs for volunteers, and if they want to find out more, what should they do, Michelle?
Yeah, we do see need from our nonprofit agencies, and all of those are being collected at volunteernow.net. We have a teal button up on the right-hand corner that takes you to the volunteer portal. That is going to highlight different needs that are currently being asked for.
All right. And again, that is volunteernow.net.
Yeah. And if you need a little bit more, if you would like to talk to somebody instead, Becky is available. And you call her using the 262-338-8256 number. And that's the number for the Volunteer Center.
All right. Sounds good. Well, here, keep your fingers crossed that when we get together on the 28th, we'll be together.
Yes, that would be great. And yeah, we're lots of exciting things happening all over the place, and it'll be good to see faces again.
Even if they're partially masked.
You know what? That's okay with me, and I might err on the side of caution for a little bit.
There we go. All right. Thanks, Michelle. Have a great day.
Thank you.
That's Michelle from the Volunteer Center of Washington County.